everybody.
Hey!
Hello out there in Crime and Sports bonus land. Yes, welcome back. Thank you for joining us once again. And we are going to hit you with another edition of, because it's been, I don't know, like 6 months, I think, since we did the first one of athletes who enjoy paying for sex. And
I don't blame them.
It's hilarious because, it's just any sort of publicly sexual situation is always funny for some reason. You know what I mean?
You get to a certain point in your professional athletic career that you feel like if you dump a little cash on pussy, nobody will know.
Nobody will know about it. It's better than if you, you know, pick up some chick at a bar and then she's going to say she's pregnant. That's how they think about it. This is like, this is a completely.
We should never know.
And that's the thing is, we would, and these are also ones that this didn't ruin anybody's life.
No.
It's not like, then they lost their whole careers. Nobody gave a fuck that they got caught doing things. And it happens so often, and we only know about the ones where they get caught, which is hilarious.
Right.
So let's start out. We left off last time with Dennis Rodman breaking his penis. Jumping into Carmen Electra from across the room, I believe.
For the second time.
Yeah, he was like leaping. He said, I would leap. She would lay there, spread eagle, and I would leap from across the room and insert myself in her. It's like, why? What is the advantage of that?
Just to see if you can?
You can't just, I mean, fuck, man. This guy.
He goes right in, man.
He's had so much pussy, he's like bored with normal entry methods. He's like, it's only. I'm only into it if I could run first and then dive into it and then what a
It's like
weird...
having a house and having to come in through the window.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
What the fuck are you doing, bro? There's easier ways to get in there. So this is back at the 2016 Olympics, which there is so much sex going on at the Olympics.
And the 2016 is when I found out about how much.
Oh, it's amazing. From what I understand, the Olympic Village is just teeming with sexual, because these are all athletic, attractive people of around the same age group, young, crammed into a fucking place together. It's worse than college, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because all of these people are confident and all of them are like, they're fucking athletes of the top
echelon.
We're the
best.
Yeah. And they're all like, oh, look at the ass on her. Well, look at the abs on that guy. Well, look at the fucking pecs on him. Look at the tits on that.
Was 16 Rio or was that China?
This is Rio.
Yeah.
Rio.
And Rio. That too.
Yeah.
Tropical? Oh, my God, let's fuck.
People go on sex vacations there anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
sex. It's like Thailand for non-pedophiles. So,
it's fantastic. It just, it exudes
it's a party place.
A sexual, take your shirt off vibe.
Yeah, take it out, swing it around, do your thing,
Let's go.
So 2016 Olympics, Jimmy Butler, DeAndre Jordan, DeMarcus Cousins, and DeMar DeRozan.
Basketball team.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that Jimmy Butler was involved in this, because otherwise it would be just guys with D before names. You know what I mean? That would be disappointing. But Jimmy Butler, too. They attended a brothel, as they put it. And in Brazil here. So, Jimmy Butler, they're talking about how he apparently wore out. There's a big story of him wearing out a young lady down there to the point where she asked for a week off.
Oh, he found the one he liked.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I mean, he is known for playing a lot of minutes. That's the thing. He doesn't look tired in the fourth. Like, he looks like he's got energy, Jimmy Butler. So apparently he takes that into all realms. If you are going to fuck Jimmy Butler, you better. Some cardio beforehand.
Be in for the long haul.
Yeah, I want to see a lot of aerobic exercise in the weeks leading up to this.
We may go double OT. You don't know.
You don't know here. Apparently, that's what happened.
She needed a week off.
This was in a Brazilian newspaper called Globo. They were. They were advertising his prowess. Apparently, here.
Hilarious.
Yeah, this is they attended it, and it says this in the paper, quote, pivots on DeAndre Jordan and DeMarcus Boogie Cousins, wingers DeMar DeRozan and Jimmy Butler, and two other U.S. saddle stars? Is there a horse riding team that we have that I don't know about? Maybe they were fucking dressage. We don't know. They arrived at the club around midnight with some team members and security guards. They drank a lot and didn't leave the girls who work in the house unmarked. Unmarked.
What?
Jesus. According to the report, and this is from an article, Jimmy Butler's performance was so astonishing, even for this place's standards, that the girl he was with actually had to ask her boss to give her the rest of the week off.
I'm going to need some PTO.
I am going to need some PTO. That means pussy therapy.
Orthopedics.
I need pussy therapy orthopedics. It's different in this line of
work.
So
prostitution is legal in Brazil is basically what this is, right?
I believe so,
it's got to be. In Otherwise, Rio, you don't put this shit in the paper, right?
Yeah, no, this is just in the paper. Like, isn't this fun?
Yeah.
Type of thing.
And somebody there, when all this happened, somebody said, call his PR team and make sure that they get...
Probably him.
Jimmy's publicist.
He was calling his publicist going, yo, get this in the... Yo, no, I'm wore out. You don't understand.
She needed PTO.
She needed PTO. That's pussy. Oh, you know. All right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
She needed orthopedics on the pussy.
Wow. That is something that you would tout, I assume, here.
Amazing.
A source said, quote, they went to the rooms always in pairs with two or three girls, said a source. One of them, according to the same source, was astonished by Jimmy. Saying, and then asking for the week off. The stars, however, would have complained about the place. They still stayed 5 hours, said another person who saw the players at the service. At the establishment, the visit of the NBA stars is a subject forbidden to the press, but a video and photos were made on the sly.
Whoops.
Yeah. I mean, the brothel doesn't say, come on in, newspaper, and report on our fucking people who are here. I'm sure some people would like to keep it, you know, under wraps.
But there was a video, so
there's
we got to
talk
about it. Yeah.
That's a problem. So, but nobody got arrested, but he definitely, I mean, it was in the paper.
That's incredible.
At least it didn't just say, like, oh, they were at this brothel. It was not only were they at this brothel, his dick's amazing. That's what they said. In another continent,
and what he does with
his penis
for longevity ever. Is incredible.
Just wear you out. So that's
you'll never have that story spelled J-I-M-M-I-E. I assure you that.
How many continents are just astonished by your penis right now, Jimmy? Any of them?
They're disappointed. They're astonished for the wrong reason.
Man. So February 2017, let's go to. These are all very modern day episodes here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Randy Hendricks. You don't know who that is, obviously.
No.
But Randy Hendricks is Roger Clemens' agent.
Oh.
The agent of a guy who retired 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Basically is who he is. He's arrested in Houston during a big prostitution sting here. He's one of 178 people arrested on suspicion of soliciting prostitution in the Houston area as part of a multi-week sting that concluded on Super Bowl Sunday. They love doing these stings on Super Bowl week.
Well, yeah, because every city that hosts the Super Bowl tends to have shitloads of prostitution happening. Yeah.
It is the political party conventions, literally, and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones for
these
type of services.
Fascinating.
There. So that's what they all say. This guy's 71 years old, by the way.
Oh, you dummy.
71.
You... Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
You can't buy.
How horny are you?
That's the thing. At that age, it really stings to look at a pretty girl and then be like, she'd never fuck me. It hurts, man.
Yeah, but you feel that from the time you're 13, though.
Yeah, probably.
By the time you're 71, you just go, I'm not horny enough to actually leave the house, find a stranger, give her money, get, you know, worry about the cops. Am I that horny? Because that's a young man's horny, it seems like. Doesn't it? You got to really want that.
I don't think I feel that anymore.
That's what I mean. That seems like a lot of work now. I'd be like, oh, God, Jesus, no. You'd go, porn is way too good now, right? Wouldn't you just think that?
But if in your 70s, sometimes, I don't know, man, is he a single man or is he married?
I don't know.
Do we know? That's the other part.
Maybe he just wants companionship. Maybe he just... sit and eat some mac and cheese with me, please. No,
he got busted, though.
He got busted, responded to a Craigslist ad.
Oh, you dummy.
In 2017, he's still trolling Craigslist.
Still looking for Craigslist pussy? Jesus wow. Christ, man.
Where, of course, a deputy from the Harris County Sheriff's Office posed as a prostitute because that's what's on Craigslist. And the department spokesman said that he was arrested after he arrived at a hotel. He's booked on a misdemeanor charge of solicitation for knowingly agreeing, based on a payment of a fee, to engage in sexual intercourse by straight sex. So, no, he wanted to fuck.
He did.
He wanted to fuck. No word on what he paid, though, for some reason.
Yeah.
What did you pay? That's what I
right.
Would like
what
to
was
know.
The what was the agreed upon price? You are Roger Clemens' agent. He knows somebody. If he doesn't do it, he knows somebody that could hook you up, man.
Well, that's, I mean, there's got to be an escort service or somebody more discreet that you can go to as a wealthy 71-year-old man than just going like, this chick from Craigslist sounds good.
Oh,
like
God.
That sounds on the up and up. He was released on a $500 bond, so no big deal here. Here is somebody here, former hockey player Mike Comrie here, and I guess he is Hillary Duff's ex-husband.
Oh, it's that guy.
That guy. So this is a quote-unquote from the newspaper, high-end prostitute.
Oh.
This is some escort shit where you call and then it's expensive. And this
it's a
is
quality
what,
one,
yeah. This is what Kobe Bryant's wife beat him over the head and said, why didn't you call one of those rather than do what you did? So beat him over the head with a 7-carat diamond or whatever the fuck she had. So I guess this woman here, they're saying that their party here, Mike Comrie, says that this woman's trying to smear him for refusing to pay her $10 million in hush money after she engaged in a threesome with him and Hillary Duff.
Oh, wait, what?
Amazing. Amazing.
He got Hillary Duff to agree to fuck a prostitute with him?
To fuck a prostitute, yes. Which, if you're going to be like a famous married couple, that would be the only way you could do that. You can't just pick up some chick that's going to talk about it. You'd have to get, like, you know, pay someone a lot to shut the fuck up, basically.
Yeah. And good for that.
I don't know what Hillary Duff's into.
Good for that prostitute to walk into that room and be like, you're Hillary Duff.
Wow, weird.
And then fuck her and then just be walking out and being like, you know y'all are paying more than this, right?
Yeah, you know this isn't the end of this, right? It's one thing if a fucking athlete, but... You know, you got
this
a certain...
This is pretty amazing.
This is... Come on now. What are we talking about here? This is crazy.
You're the Napoleon Dynamite chick. This is going to cost you so much more.
Is your sister in the closet, too? The weird-looking one that's in those Lifetime movies? Is she in there? Yeah, where's she? Looks like the less talented, genetically inferior version of you. That girl. Yeah, that one. Yes, you're Ashley Simpson, Jamie Lynn Spears. That one. Everybody's got a Jamie Lynn in their closet, don't they?
10 million, please.
10 mil. So I guess he used to play for the Oilers. He was under investigation by the LAPD for sexual battery and ended up being cleared of all charges. But not before this was in every publication and website and everything all over that he and his very famous wife, Hillary Duff, had a threesome with a prostitute, which is... Definitely not the type of PR you're looking for either of them.
The other thing. Hillary is so famous.
Yeah.
She knows people that will have threesomes with her.
Oh,
why are they doing this?
Tons. She's super famous. She could have just picked someone out of the phone book. Hi, you know who Hillary Duff is? You want to have a threesome with me? I guess.
She
sure.
could have just gone into the contacts in her phone and flipped. And there's somebody in there.
Somebody would have done it and wouldn't ask for money here. So apparently the woman who was who's accusing him of rape, the husband, is a high-end madam is what they call her.
Oh, it's the madam.
It's the madam here who allegedly misled police, according to the police, in a bid to smear him and make some money is what it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently he called the prostitute to arrange a liaison with one of the women on her books, and then she asked if she could come too.
Oh.
So after engaging, it wasn't Hillary Duff, it was another prostitute in her. After engaging in a threesome, the woman then claimed
Got it.
That she was raped and demanded $10 million.
So the madam and a prostitute had sex with him.
Yes.
Minus Hillary Duff.
Minus Hillary Duff. I don't know if she was watching. No, she was in the corner diddling herself, I think,
she
right?
She may or may not know.
She was totally rubbing one out in the corner. Yeah.
She's like, familiar.
She sat on a chair and like just watched like intensely. Just, yeah.
This is incredible.
Pound her good. Then the other woman, though, the second woman did not file any complaint. And so the madam says that, well, she left before the rape happened.
Okay.
So they had a threesome, and then he was so insatiable, he went back for another, for a rape afterwards.
He
which is possible.
Two women, and then still had so much left, he had to rape somebody.
Yeah, where's Jimmy Butler? He could have used
right.
I mean,
throw the stunt cock in.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So they said authorities working on the case became suspicious of her story when they discovered she had made a similar false claim in the past that they found out was completely fabricated on another famous person. So
why is she running a brothel? You need to get out of this business. You're a dick.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This woman said they end up saying that she was upset with him because he refused to front her $1 million for a business venture. They found correspondence between them that she wanted. He was like tight enough with this lady where she was like, will you put $1 million into my business?
I know that you just fucked
wow.
me, would you go into business with me now?
How many times does he call for women?
Yeah.
To where the madam, they're so comfortable. They've gone past like, how's the wife and is your dad's yeah. cancer any better or any of that shit? And they're into, you think you can fucking invest in my business?
You understand, Jesus. This app's going to change the world.
Holy shit. So, yeah, it emerged that he was under investigation and he will not be charged, though. Uh-huh. They said that the prosecutor said there's reasonable doubt as to whether the accuser consented to anal sex during the alleged encounter, and the case has been dropped. So this is all about, we were doing
back
it regular
door, yeah.
and then he fucking right. put it in my ass and I don't
slipped.
Like it.
Yeah.
Which, mm-hmm. yeah, well, maybe that's his claim. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So according to a source close to the investigation, the accuser operates her business in New York City, Miami, and L.A.
Wow.
Yeah. And like I said, it was the business venture that they're claiming was the problem here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess this was he's 36 at the time. The next day, she asked him for $10 million to keep quiet. And then she went, he said no, so then she went to the LAPD.
Okay.
He cooperated with police from the beginning, submitted a DNA sample, and all that kind of shit from the beginning. And they said she claimed she was sexually assaulted by a police officer in Yuma, Arizona some years ago, but that case was also dropped. In Comrie's case, there was reasonable doubt over the consent, and that was enough for the charges to be dropped. And I guess this was right after he and Hillary Duff had been going through the divorce bullshit.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. She said that immediately after leaving his place, she went to the hospital where a rape kit was administered. The second woman didn't file any complaint, like we said. And, yeah, he used to play for the Coyotes, by the way, too.
Is that right?
At some point. Oilers, Flyers, Coyotes, Senators, Islanders, Penguins. Bounced
everywhere.
Around a lot.
Yeah.
They met in the summer of 2007. He and old Lizzie McGuire there.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced their engagement in February 2010, and they married later. They have a son together as well.
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely
he
little
family. He knows all about this.
All about it. Oh, yeah, his son knows that, yeah, dad had an anal threesome with two fucking ladies of the night.
I hope this destroys her business. I hope her shit falls apart for being an asshole like that. That's fucked up, man.
That's a
if
business.
If you're gonna run a business where it's high end prostitution she's not being trafficked. This is her career, and she probably makes a fucking killing.
And
you're being a dick about it.
A lot of the women that do this too are like highly educated. A lot of them are like going to law school.
Right.
Like these aren't like girls that say, "Yeah, I'm going to college," but they're really,
right.
you know, right. doing meth in the bathroom. These are like,
right.
you know,
throwing money out the window.
These are
these
women
are
that
women
go,
that have it in, right.
Yeah, I can make a few hundred grand a year doing this, and fucking,
right.
you know, open a business later or some shit. I can
right.
open up my fucking spa that I've been looking to do, or I don't
yeah.
know,
have a fucking have a college have a college thing for my kid and.
Yeah.
And then this woman's going to ruin it by extorting a fucking ex-NHLer.
She's going to ruin it, he says.
She's going to ruin all of it.
She's ruining it all. Can't even pay for sex around here anymore. This is bullshit.
trying to become an esthetician, and this bitch is going to blow it all up.
Blowing it. Fucking my shit up. So next up, August 2017, Raheem Sterling, who is a Manchester City soccer player.
Uh-oh.
So we don't know him, but our over-the-pond people are going, yeah, I know that guy. He apparently was a good player. He had relations here with a $5,000 a night prostitute while on a preseason U.S. tour, but then refused to pay her full fee.
Why?
I don't know if it was an exchange rate argument or what here. Oh, you said, I thought it was. Hold on a minute. Wait a second here. I thought you wanted. I'm not sure exactly. But yeah, so I guess the newspaper over there called her a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Oh.
In Los Angeles. I don't know if that's her marketing, as you know, like you fuck Kim Kardashian, but he disputed her fee after they had sex, and he paid her in cash in an envelope and was like, here you go. So
she's like, that's not enough.
Not enough. This guy makes about $300,000 a week, by the way, playing soccer, they said.
$5,000, well. Dude, just pay her. Jesus Christ.
This is crazy. I guess he sent a string of angry WhatsApp messages haggling about the cost before finally getting somebody that works for the team there to hand over about $2,500. But they haggled afterwards about it. Well, that wasn't worth $5,000. Yeah, but we agreed to $5,000. Come on, man. That's
fucking
ridiculous. The woman, she says, quote, they quoted her in The Sun, and that's amazing. That's what's great about a newspaper in Great Britain. They will call up a prostitute from 6,000 miles away and ask her, what happened with this guy's dick? They do not give a fuck.
What's the matter here?
That is crazy. She said, quote, Raheem may be a millionaire, but he's a rude cheapskate.
Atta girl.
Yeah. He seemed to assume that he would just be able to sleep with me and not pay. Considering how much he earns, that's pretty cheap. He was like, women fuck me for free all the time. Why do I have to pay you?
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm not here to hang out with you.
Because I don't know you and I don't care.
Yeah. This is the U.S.
I got mortgages to pay.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. The only people I've seen play what you're doing is 8-year-olds, so I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
And even then, it's inconvenienced for their parents on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a bunch of angry parents sitting there hungover going, Jesus fucking Christ, I wish
is
the
this
clouds
over
would
yet?
Come. Please let the clouds come. It's so sunny.
It's hot out here.
That's what we all do when we sat at kids' games at 8 a.m. Yeah. Why is it so fucking sunny? Make it stop. So, yeah, he then later contacted her and said he was too drunk to remember their night even. So it couldn't have been worth $5,000.
Well, it was, I promise.
He has a long-term woman at home there in the U.K. and a 6-month-old son who is this woman's the mother of at home. And that's going to probably piss him off there, or piss her off there.
It's going to make it difficult to be at home.
Yeah, this took place at the Ritz-Carlton in L.A.
Yeah.
So nice place. He's paying a lot for the room.
Nice place, nice girl. Just fucking, if you pay
up,
it.
Have fun.
The gal at home never finds out. Just do it.
No, she's going to have fun. So this was, they were using this as a base for the tour, this hotel.
Yeah.
And I guess there was a strip club that they went to, and that's where he met her. And then they were got all fucked up.
Yeah.
Then he had to play like 24 hours later, and they lost the game because
he was up all night.
Because he was up all night arguing about the price of a blowjob, which is
and that's the thing about strip clubs.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can take those girls home, but it will cost you a lot.
I don't know if
haggle.
She was stripping or hanging out there. I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't know if she was
smart
like,
move.
Yeah,
smart
trolling
move.
The, your yeah. dick's already hard. How about 5,000 is a pretty smart move there. What do you think?
Yeah.
So they said that, I guess, he and his teammates were given time off in L.A. before their International Champions Cup game against Real Madrid the following Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they said he wasted no time in getting in contact with the 30-year-old American, quote, model and socialite. After a pal in the UK gave him her number, WhatsApp messages between them said they agreed to meet, Later that night, she was at, he was out with friends, and which is his teammates, they said. He right. messaged her. He asked to meet her and said he was at a nightclub on Avenue LA, a favorite haunt of film and music stars. He said, going strip club now. That's quite the invitation.
Yeah.
He met up with her after returning from the club at about 4:30 a.m. She said he seemed very arrogant and had little personality. He obviously used to treating women this way. He needs to change his attitude. Yep.
I bet this does it.
I bet this will do it. At least he's going to be a little calmer or kinder. She said Raheem texted me a hotel room number that did not exist, so I was there waiting for him to show up. I was very close to leaving. Finally, he arrived and we went to his room. It was not particularly big and his suitcases were strewn all over the floor.
Jesus. Take it easy.
Didn't even get like the junior suite, huh? He's a cheap fuck, this guy.
Yeah, he got the middle management on that wants to brag that he stayed at the Four Seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the conference room. You fucking cheap shit. Raheem seemed drunk and his breath smelled of alcohol. He was so upset with me for not meeting him earlier and was not very talkative. So I made the first move and we started messing around. She said she's hooked up with a string of sports stars. This is kind of, you know, her alley here.
Yeah.
She demanded $5,000, but he said $2,500. She said they argued before they fell asleep in his suite. So they, how do you argue into sleep? No, I said 25. No, 20. Was 25.
What did you say? 25? No. Let's talk about it in the morning.
That's so weird. So the next morning, he headed off to a pool party without paying her. She said that, quote, Raheem complained he needed to go to a cash machine, but he said he also needed to buy some clothes for the pool party and he'd be going straight there. He said he would leave the money in an envelope behind the reception at the hotel.
Oh, my God.
He's involving. Here you go, obvious fucking escort. Here's your envelope full of cash. You're going to ask a hotel employee to do that for you?
Oh, a man left money for you? Let me see. Very nice heels. Oh,
here you go. Yeah, those are great. Nice jizz stain on your skirt. That's beautiful.
Love your heels and bikini. Here's this envelope. It feels like there might be money in it.
Maybe. He didn't show up, though, and so they argued again on text. And he said later on, I'm sorry, I was so drunk yesterday, that's why I forgot.
Yeah.
So in one message sent, she said, quote, I need you to put the money in the front today, meaning by reception. And she said, and please, the total we spoke about. And he would not give in. And he said, I'll pay you. It'll be left behind reception, but it's going to be $2,500. And that was that. So
that's what he pays. That's his fucking top dollar.
He's not paying anymore.
Okay.
Oh, man. So 2018, the Mexican national football team, the soccer team.
Yeah.
10 days before the World Cup, the Russia World Cup in 2018. There's a huge scandal with all of their players involved in a, quote, wild orgy with prostitutes.
Wow.
They just all fucked in the same room. It was covered everywhere. Wow. And they said that many of the things at the time that were said were not true. And there was one player who didn't return to the team here once somebody else took control of the team. One player here, Chicharito Hernandez. That's in quotes. That's his nickname.
Chicharito.
Yep, Hernandez. the player was him, but nobody wanted to publicly disclose the reason he wasn't coming back to the team. That's why they suspended these people, but didn't say why. They didn't say we caught all our players in an orgy. But there was a story. Yeah. It's about the orgy, so everyone knew about it, but the team acted like that didn't happen.
What happened to, was he like the one that once the orgy was caught, he didn't realize it was caught, and he's just like up on a table somewhere, just like beating off.
Still swinging his dick around.
Oh, I'm sorry, coach.
Oh, hold on. There's four cops standing there beating their nightsticks across their hand.
Hi, coach.
Hey, coach.
Are we in trouble, coach?
Oh, we're fucked. So they said journalists decided not to say what actually happened in public out of fear of having the Mexican Football Federation mad at them for talking about the scandal and then not giving them any access. But one journalist actually did, a guy named Jose Ramon Fernandez.
Yeah. And
that's what he did. He published stories about that's what happened about it was a giant orgy, and that was that. So that was a scandal. They tried to keep it.
Chicharito was the worst.
Chicharito is the guy who got shit canned for it. Chicharito means your dick's wet in Spanish. Did you know that?
It means glossy pee-pee.
Yeah. Glazed balls in Spanish. Different.
Ah, it's too funny.
So August 2018, Takuya Hashimoto, Keith Imamura, Yuya Nagayoshi, and Takuma Sato here. It says, Japan sends back four basketball players following prostitute scandal.
Where at?
Well, they said four Japanese players have been sent home from the Asian Games in disgrace. Oh, that's some disgrace, too, when it's Japanese. They're very disgraced at that point. For allegedly paying prostitutes for sex, the Japanese Olympic Committee said Monday. Yashimoto told a news conference that the four players hooked up with the women after eating and drinking in an entertainment district. That's entertaining, all right?
You betcha.
And were easily identified by wearing Japan emblazoned shirts. They're wearing their... Guys.
Michael Jordan doesn't wear his jersey when
he
hires them.
He's got a fucking Bulls warm-up jacket when he's sitting there.
Idiots.
The fuck are you doing? Easily
I like
identified.
When they say, paid prostitutes for sex. Well, you don't pay them to wash your car. What else? I mean,
paid them to read them stories.
Paid them to watch their children.
Yeah. Paid them to feed their dogs. So that is the dumbest shit ever, though. Don't worry.
Unbelievable.
Your
How do you get caught in uniform, you moron?
You idiots. So the head of the whatever the fuck here, Japanese Olympic Committee, said, I met with the athletes and they deeply regret what they did. I apologize from the bottom of my heart and as the head of the delegation.
Yeah.
So it took place after Japan's 82-71 win over Qatar in a group stage game late last Thursday. Japanese officials said they learned of the incident after a newspaper published photographs of the players out on the town with known... Wow.
Yeah.
They said the players had to pay for their own flights home from Jakarta as well.
Oh, shit.
We're not even sending you state fucking sponsored.
We're yanking your tickets.
Yep, they said a clear yanking there. Well, they had something else yanked, so why not? They said a clear breach of the team's conduct code, which specifies athletes are to be role models. The eight remaining players have a game against Hong Kong on Wednesday.
We got three subs? Holy shit.
Wow. That's fucking incredible. Yeah. And meanwhile, Jimmy Butler, I think they gave him a high five and
an MVP. Most
they're like,
penis.
Good job, Jimmy. Yeah, your penis is worth a lot. Worth more than anybody. Okay, here we go. 2018. This is very timely. Dwight Howard.
Oh, Dwight.
Okay, who's in the news right now for saying that, you know, wherever he puts his dick is his business, which is
none of your business. Yeah.
Couldn't be more true. He says here over the weekend in 2018, he's accused of harassment on Twitter by an alleged ex, Mason Elegy or Elie or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not positive how to pronounce anybody's name, especially that one. who I guess he outed this lady outed the Washington Wizards center in the media, and a scandal has fucking has come out and an outpouring of shit here. The threat
includes, Mason is not a lady?
No, I think it is. I think Mason with an I. I think it is a lady. I'm not sure here. Let's read more here and we'll find out. Right. I'll find out with you. Actually, I know already, but we'll act like we'll find out with you.
All right.
Why blow it? Yeah. Elegy's threat included receipts of the pair's communication and relationship, as well as claims that Howard has not only had sexual relations but with men, but with trans women as well.
Okay.
In the thread, it accuses Howard's team of threatening him after he refused to accept hush money and said that he's contacted the police. So that's the claim here.
Really?
The team tried to cover it up. Howard didn't respond at the time there. So they said in the process of doing this, this Elegy also posted the photo of a quote-unquote transgender prostitute that Howard apparently also had an, quote, understanding with. Okay. He went on to clarify that the women he believed to be the woman he believed to be a prostitute actually hosted, in all capital letters and quotes, transgender sex parties that Howard is rumored to have attended.
Okay.
They say why they felt the need to out the woman as a sex worker and share her photo on social media seems
unfair. Yeah, that seems fucked up.
But, you know, it didn't really matter here. Apparently, also, they said that they criticized Howard's team and called him all sorts of fucking names and everything mm-hmm. else here. So, anyway, they said there was a huge amount of backlash for this that centered around... They tried to basically... After this happened, people came to kind of defend... And a lot of defense of Dwight Howard are going, what the fuck is it of anybody's business? Yeah. And then a lot of people made a lot of jokes about him as well.
Sure.
So that was obviously going to happen here. So, yeah, that's why lately, this is what I mean. You were talking about right before this came on, because we were talking about what
right
we
were
talking
about. Right before we
recorded,
I just saw a news story.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. It's a big thing about people saying that Dwight Howard is gay. And this is... It's been for 5, 6, 7 years people have been talking about this. It's been a thing in the media that just kind of pops up every once in a while.
Yeah.
And he says doesn't respond, or this time he said, where I put my dick's my business, and that's he moves on. He doesn't really care. So
but I mean that's what the fuck he does.
Who
cares? It's the right thing
fucks?
To say. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I couldn't care less about anything other than that.
Why is that taking up anybody's day?
If anyone's concerned about where Dwight Howard puts his dick, your life is perfect. First of all, I am envious of you because you have nothing to worry about, no other problems. You've never seen the news. You don't know anything. And you're blissfully
If you're worried ignorant. About where he has put his dick, I hope it's because he put it in your pillow. Like, that's the only reason. It better be very personal. Otherwise, what the fuck is any of your business?
Who cares? Well, I just, who cares, too?
Right.
Even if it was your business, even if you were his best friend, wouldn't you go, I don't...
Dude,
and,
who cares?
Like,
did you
I don't know, bro. We just, we just, like, shoot hoops and do barbecues and stuff. Yeah. It doesn't usually come up. So, February 2019... Lawrence Okoye, who is an ex-NFL player. Is that Christian's kid? Possibly. He's Nigerian.
It's got to be.
How many NFL players are from Nigeria?
Yeah, unless Okoye is like the Nigerian Smith.
Who knows?
I have no idea.
He's arrested in a sting in Alabama.
Really?
And they called him an NFL hopeful. And London Olympian Lawrence Okoye has been arrested alongside 13 other people in a prostitution sting in Alabama, USA, is what the article says.
Of course,
which is
in Alabama.
Hilarious that across the pond there, they just call it Alabama, USA, which sounds like a terrible theme park.
Yeah.
Where you ride out a flood in a trailer, or will you survive a tornado? Where do you go? You have to lay in the bathtub with your family. Okoye was snared by the Shelby County Drug Enforcement Task Force 4 days before he was due to make his debut for the Birmingham Iron in the inaugural Alliance of American Football League game.
Oh, my.
That was the AAFL. It didn't last a whole season, if we remember that.
Yeah.
I think I had tickets that never happened because the league folded,
really?
I believe, or something. Yeah.
I was really jacked about it.
Me too. I love an alternative fucking league. I'm into it.
Yeah. And one of the players of the Arizona team's last name was Presley, and my daughter was jacked about getting his jersey.
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah, no, I'm glad you didn't waste any money on that, because people go, what fucking team is
what
that?
What is a hot shot?
They played for 6 games.
They got 6 weeks out of their whole
that's
career.
That's it. Oh, man. So that's how it goes. A police statement said on Wednesday, February 6, 2019, the task force here, the SCDETF, that's that task force,
Jesus,
in partnership with the Hoover Police Department, conducted an undercover reverse prostitution sting. Wow. Undercover reverse. And reverse. That sounds really.
Why reverse? What's the.
So wow.
It's the police calling for prostitutes?
I guess normally you're trying to. I don't know. I don't know why it would be reverse.
Is that police
reverse.
Soliciting you fucking criminals?
That just seems like a sting, though. Isn't that a sting? Yeah. Just dressing the most attractive cop you got up in a skirt and sending her out there.
Is it that, or is it the cops calling hotlines and
getting women to come, like Reno 911?
Yeah, that's soliciting, goddammit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should Reno be arrested.
Reno 911 when he's shitting in the bathroom because of the Thai food. Yeah. Junior keeps getting beat up.
Getting his ass kicked.
This was called Operation Closeout Round 3.
Round 3? Like a fucking UFC fight.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. 13 men were arrested and charged with the crime of soliciting prostitution. The 6'6" Okoye was arrested and released on bond here, and he missed the opening game against the Memphis Express with a what? A groin injury. He got busted. Fucking.
Yeah.
And literally that week couldn't play because his groin was fucked up, which is not surprising. Watch what you do there. Next up, one that most people have heard about, actually.
Really?
If you're not under a rock, Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
Owner of the New England Patriots here. Here, billionaire. Billionaire. And he's like, let me go to a fucking strip mall Jack Shack. That's what
I
need
to do. In a shitty neighborhood of
Florida.
Shitty
neighborhood. Yeah. What? Jesus. He was twice videotaped in a sex act at a shopping center massage parlor in Florida, which is.
In the midst of it?
In the midst of it, the most white trash thing ever. He denied any wrongdoing, and the case came amid a crackdown on sex trafficking from Palm Beach to Orlando, in which police planted cameras in massage parlors. He wasn't immediately arrested, though Jupiter police said a warrant would be issued and his attorneys would be notified and all of that kind of
shit. That's how they did it?
That's how they did it. It was a sting operation trying to fucking, it was a anti-sex trafficking operation where they thought that was part of it.
So that means a police officer with a hidden camera went in, and as the lady left and said, undress to your comfort level, they got probably down to their underwear and planted the bugs and then got like a normal massage and then left.
Possibly something
probably,
like that. Or
right?
They broke in the middle of the night too is what they do
there's
a lot of the
too.
Times.
Yeah.
And they put shit that way there's cameras
great
in the
point.
Ceiling and everything like that. So yeah, either way though, they could have done that. So yeah, they said that these hundreds of arrest warrants were issued in recent days as a result of the 6-month investigation, and more to be expected. 10 spas have been closed, and several people have been taken into custody on sex trafficking charges.
Wow. So that means that lady was unsuspecting in her jerk, and Kraft had no idea he was being bit.
Nope.
Cops saw Robert Kraft's dick.
They saw Robert Kraft getting jerked off by someone who may or may not be here against their will.
Right. May or may not have been.
It's a horrible scene. Watch a fat old white guy get jerked off by someone held against their will. I can't think of a more disturbing video to watch, honestly. Can you? I'm fucking disturbed.
But it's fucking hilarious.
It's always.
He doesn't know.
Fucking idiot. Oh, it gets better. Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr said he was shocked to learn that Kraft, who is worth $6 billion, was paying for sex inside a shopping center massage parlor, the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. We are equally as stunned as everyone else, he said.
Yeah. Did they give, like, what the dollar figure was he was paying for that?
It's
got
to
be sub 200 bucks, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's
what
a
piece
money,
of shit.
So, what a complete fucking scumbag. So, I believe he didn't end up being charged, actually.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, this is funny hearing everyone defending him after that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His wife died in 2011, and he began dating, though, a 39-year-old actress since 2012. So, he's dating someone 30 years younger than him already. That's not enough for him.
Getting handies from a woman that's being smuggled here.
Here's a quote from an idiot in the street with a Boston accent. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's got to have at least 6 Sam Adams in him, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
After hearing about the arrest, Brian Rubino, a Patriots fan who lives nearby, went by the spa wearing a team jersey. So this is actually in Florida.
Yeah.
He said Kraft made a mistake, but he could see how it might happen.
Yeah.
He said a 77-year-old man lost his wife. Who knows? I can see how you could end up in a place like this. How you could. You live nearby and wear football jerseys in the street. Not if your guy worth $6 billion. You don't go to a Jack Shack.
I hope the police bug that man's house.
Yeah. What is he doing?
Keep an eye on him.
Jesus Christ, man.
I didn't know they were giving tugs in there. I'd have been in there last week.
Oh, what the fuck, man? This is ridiculous.
Nobody told me they tug you after in there.
Nobody told me they tugged you in there. Oh, my God. Here is one. Tommy Gainey, a professional golfer.
Oh,
you don't get a lot of those.
What'd you do?
This isn't good at all. December 2019, he was one of 124 people arrested in Florida and a prostitute. Why is it always in Florida? What the fuck is happening? We know it's never mind.
Yeah. Oh, it's Florida, man.
Oh, yeah, in Florida. Of course, that's where that happens. In a prostitution slash human trafficking sting. Tommy Two Gloves Gainey. You don't get a nickname like that if you're a golfer.
Two gloves.
That's you call a boxer that, I think, right?
Yeah, two gloves.
Two gloves. Jesus Christ. I don't get it either. Wear two gloves when you touch him. Is he a leper? Was arrested Sunday and charged with first degree misdemeanor solicitation. They said that he was arrested in an undercover sting called Operation Santa's Naughty List.
Gotcha.
Not as good as Fist, but you know.
Yeah, you're right.
It lasted 6 days. It yielded 53 arrests for prostitution, 46 for soliciting prostitution, and 5 arrests for intent to sexually harm a child.
Whoa.
Among the suspects, a Disney security guard who showed up naked to try to buy sex from an adult undercover detective. Showed up naked. Hey, got my Goofy dangling. How's it going? Disney security guard.
I get it for an hour. I don't want to waste time getting undressed. Yeah.
He said, Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. What the fuck? Why should I?
You understand, I'm Pooh Bear today.
Yeah, it's how it works. They said that Gainey, is that the guy here? Yeah, they said that a South Carolina native, oh, that's the golfer. Gainey, a South Carolina native, was in Florida. I wanted to hear more about the security guard who showed up naked. He came in for a charity golf event. Gainey missed his tee time the next morning. He was a scratch. Yeah, because he was in jail.
He'd
been a pro for a long time at the time, joined the PGA Tour in 2008. He's known for wearing gloves on both hands. What an eccentric. Wow, I can see how the people would go, oh, look at him.
There goes two gloves.
Whoa, that's why they call him Two Gloves. He has 9 career wins, and that's how that goes. Now, October 2020, this is English footballers here. Here is a guy named Nicholas Bentner. That's what it is. He was once engaged to a baroness, this guy. He says many footballers prefer to hire sex workers because they won't be blackmailed, and claims he had to pay for a boob job to keep his antics quiet. He says, I know about loads of incidents involving prostitutes.
Don't say loads.
Loads. Loads, he said. Yep. As soon as I like, loads of incidents.
Don't say that. I know that that's a very common thing to say over
I know sticky ropes of information. That's what I know. It's tons of it.
Puddles of information. Gobs of it.
Gobs of milky information.
Wads of it. You don't understand.
Oh, man. He said that
loads.
Using prostitutes is a widespread phenomenon, and some use them on the night before matches. They even
To
relax them. Yeah. This guy was they called him a controversial figure, considered a bad boy. What, did he wear two gloves or something? Due to his many run-ins with the law and disciplinary issues. Well, we're going to have to write his name down.
Yeah,
for an
say his name again.
Nick Bentner. Bentner. Because it's hard to find soccer players that do a lot. Usually they get kicked out quick.
Yeah, he might have loads.
He might have ropes of it, puddles of it. In his autobiography, Both Sides, he claims that everyone in football knows somebody who has used a prostitute on nights out and that it can be too risky to be involved with a, quote, civilian.
Yeah.
They might want a relationship out of you or something, you know, human things. Right. It's not a business transaction for a normal person, or not a normal person, but just a person who that's not their business.
Somebody with a day job.
Yeah. He revealed in his book it is a widespread phenomenon in professional football. They've only been caught red-handed with their pants down. Believe me, everyone in my industry has heard of someone who's been in it, especially in England, where it's a grand old tradition to share your cock and ball stories with a full audience.
Okay.
Cock and balls. Yes, so he was once engaged to and had a baby with Baroness Carol Luhl Brockdorf, a Danish socialite close to their royal family.
She sounds hot.
Oh, she probably is. Yeah, blonde and tall and all that bullshit. But you have a baby with her and then she finds out what you're doing and it's over. So he claims the real reason footballers use them is that they won't be, quote, exploited by gold diggers who will threaten to expose their night of passion if certain requirements are not met. He said he revealed that he met a woman one night, spent the night with her, and she demanded a boob job or else she would declare to the newspapers that she was pregnant with his child.
Wow.
Tits or it's over for you.
Make these better.
Yep. He said, we're talking about gold diggers. He said, oh, yeah, I know just as many stories about extortion via social media. We're talking about gold diggers from the nightlife scene who are up for a fuck and then take a photo of you sleeping it off while you're starkers. I guess that's naked.
Yeah. I mean, kick her out before you pass out then.
Yeah, get out. With those photos as their trump card, they could demand stuff to keep their mouths shut, and they do. Uh-huh. Yeah, boobs. One of the girls I've been with comes back and says and claims I've got her pregnant, that there's a price if she's going to do something about it.
Okay.
Ask, what does that mean, I ask. It means you've got to pay for a pair of new boobs for me. I want my titties fixed, she says.
These are bad. You know it. You've seen them.
You saw them. They were weird.
Remember when you sucked them and said something?
You were like, why is one down here and one's up there? I want to fix it.
And I want you to do it.
So I end up paying for her trip to the cosmetic surgeon, and he does it.
Wow, he did it.
He also opened the lid on one incident that happened while one of the teams he played for was staying in a hotel after a match. He admitted he was involved in some quote, sex games in the hotel swimming pool.
What does that mean?
Sex games, after he snuck out of his room to the hotel bar. He said, quote, we weren't going home until the next day, and once the hotel corridor fell silent, two of us snuck down to the bar. We got talking to some local girls. I bet you did.
Uh-huh.
We decided to skinny dip in the indoor pool. It turned out the pool had a slide, and before we knew it, we'd started our own internal competition. One couple would judge the way the other on the way down the slide while having sex in every possible position.
Fucking going down the slide?
Fuck down the slide and you get judged for it. Oh, that was a good one.
Not bad.
Doggy, that's impressive. Your knees are going to burn.
Reverse cowgirl up there.
Wow.
Well done.
She is an athlete. That's impressive.
Stand
up
now.
You were
now.
The athlete. It's her. Yeah. Wow. He said, at the next training session, my mate showed up with his knees glowing bright red.
Yeah.
He'd torn up his skin when he took his girl doggy style. Jesus, I was joking, but there it is.
He did a doggy going down the slide.
Wow. Well, after a while, you're going to run out of things to do on each other's backs,
It was probably shut off.
Even
the slide
was
probably dry.
Even if it's not dry.
Yeah, I guess the slide
knees,
itself.
It's not meant for knees. It's meant for bathing suits, maybe a back with suntan lotion all over it. Not your fucking knees.
Possibly a tube.
yeah, maybe. Exactly. So, so it turned out here, and that's what he did. So, 2020, December, Brian Onora, Major League umpire, baseball. They're getting really run over the coals here.
Yeah.
He pleaded not guilty to a pair of misdemeanor solicitation charges after he and 13 other men were arrested as a part of a sting operation in Ohio over the weekend.
Oh,
at least it wasn't Florida.
Yeah.
He issued his plea at an arraignment here, placed on bond. According to the police report, obtained by USA Today Sports, that's what you'd like. You want it to be in color and distributed to every hotel in the country. So everyone can get it free in the hallway on the way to the elevator and find out about this. He was arrested after he responded to an online advertisement in which authorities posed as a female prostitute named Candy with a K and an I.
You betcha.
Yep. He called the phone number in the ad, allegedly, on a Sunday evening on the Lord's Day. My God.
You got on Craigslist on Sunday.
Come on. And used what authorities described as implicit and or explicit language to express that he wanted to engage in sexual activity for hire with Candy.
Let's fuck for money.
Let's fuck Candy. Want to bang you? Got some cash. He agreed to meet Candy at a motel in Youngstown, Ohio, where he was arrested on charges of solicitation, third-degree misdemeanor, also possessing criminal tools. I don't know what the fuck he had on him here.
Yeah.
But he's one of more than a dozen men arrested there. It said John Stings, meaning people who solicit, deter those seeking to purchase sex, reducing the demand for human trafficking, and serving as a reminder that these crimes are more prevalent and closer to home than you think. Do you think that catching one guy and then arresting him makes people's dicks not hard?
Not even once.
For real?
It's not stopped one single person.
That's the dumbest thing ever. We like to do this to look like we're doing something once in a while.
Even 80% of the people that Chris Hansen caught said, I've seen this on TV. I can't believe I got caught.
Exactly.
They're all still doing it.
They're aware of it.
There's an opportunity to get caught.
Yes.
And when they are caught, they feel stupid, but they'll try again.
They will try again because, again, their dick will be hard, and that's what they do when people don't change their sexual fucking
And this
whatever.
Ain't the first time they've done it.
No, and this is bullshit. If you want to stop human trafficking, then stop human trafficking and go for those people. Right. And people who are voluntarily doing it on both sides, leave them the fuck alone. Let them do what they want.
That's what it is. Make it legal and that shit goes away.
The Major League Baseball has declined to comment on the arrest. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Here is somebody here, Kendall Moorhead. This is October 2021, down in Alabama here.
Yeah.
Former defensive tackle for the Alabama Crimson Tide. He went on to play for several NFL teams and was an assistant strength coach for Alabama and the University of Tennessee. So two big universities. Was arrested Tuesday night during an undercover prostitution sting in Tuscaloosa. One of six people. He's facing some additional charges, though, including possession of a controlled substance. That's not good.
Uh-oh.
I'm a nice guy. I bring some coke to do with my hookah. What are you talking about? Also, what's the point if I can't snort some off her ass? That's kind of half of what I'm doing here.
And if you do a little bit of coke, you get to fuck a lot longer.
A lot fucking longer. Possession of a controlled substance, failure to affix a tax stamp. I don't know what that means. Affix a tax stamp. Hmm. Is that on your car or something?
It could be a gun sticker thing. It could be a lot of different things.
I don't know. Oh, certain persons forbidden from possessing a firearm. Maybe that's to do with guns. There you go. Good call.
Yep.
And unlawful possession of marijuana. So he had multiple drugs and guns he shouldn't have.
This man is in a lot of trouble.
He's in a lot of trouble. And he was like, let me pick up with all of these things on me, let me do something highly illegal and out in the open and easily fucking arrestable. Let me do that.
I've likely got a silencer on a weapon.
Jesus
and cocaine
Christ.
And prostitutes. Let's get after it.
Yeah. And I just got done with this blunt. So feel like we are should
there,
do this.
Are there any endangered animals I can shoot around here?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Anything?
What is he doing? Just like a crime spree.
Oh, my God. He played at Alabama from 98 to 2002, played for the Panthers from 2002 to 2007.
Wow.
And then the Falcons in 2008, and then he became a coach after that.
And a criminal right after that.
he joined the Tennessee's coaching staff as a strength and conditioning coach, and where he was also defensive line coach between October 20th, 2020 and February 2021. So this was October 2021, so he must have been bored. They said that, he was no longer with the team, and they said it's no secret. This is the Captain Phil Simpson, commander of the Human Trafficking Task Force.
Yeah.
It's no secret that we conduct these types of operations on a regular basis. Still, these suspects took a chance and attempted to purchase sex. They act like somebody was sweating and left their house like, I'm going to get away with this. These guys do this every fucking day.
It's all the time, guys.
Guys that get blowjobs from women on the street, they do it all the fucking time.
Yes. Yes.
If they got away with it once, they'll do it forever. That's
it. And athletes, sex comes very easy for them. And when the second that it starts to taper off, now you got to pay for it. And they're going to. And they have the money to do it.
that's the other thing. Ultimately, this is more about protecting those victims by eliminating or at least reducing demand. It's a script they have. They always say it. Here is a different kind of issue here. 2022, August, Logan Kelly, ex-Rutgers basketball player. Here we go here. He walked up to a Tijuana prostitute named Isis Montoya and slit her throat from behind. Yeah.
Why?
Let's wipe that smile off your face real
quick. Holy shit.
Jimmy just went from having a good time to, oh no, I didn't think
what
that.
What did he say to her? Nothing. What the fuck?
Surveillance cameras captured the brutal killing inside the Adelita Bar, a strip club and brothel where 19-year-old Montoya worked in Tijuana.
What the fuck?
That is horrible. As her body falls to the floor, Kelly runs away. Club staff was able to stop him before he made it outside. This
Why
is horrible.
Why did he do it?
Well, fucking, I don't know. He pleaded guilty in February 2021 to the killing and sentenced to 22 years in prison in order to pay restitution of about $40,000. Initially, he faced a charge of femicide, which carries a minimum sentence of 40 years because it's a hate crime in Mexico to kill a woman because she's a woman, I guess. But prosecutors in Baja California agreed to a plea deal. So, he played for for Rutgers in New Jersey there. According to the website, he played in only 3 games as a freshman, was then kicked off the team for unknown reasons.
Maybe some hatred towards women?
I don't know. I feel like he'd slit a prostitute's throat from behind in a filthy Tijuana strip club.
Wow.
He also played a year for University of Montevallo in Alabama. He's from New Jersey, and he's born in Ohio. Because initially they said he had been in the Marines, and then the Marines came out and said, no, he wasn't. No record of him being in the Marines. Different guy. Get the fuck out of here. They released a photo of the murder weapon, which features the word Special Forces on the blade, and had a picture of an assault rifle and a seal on the handle.
What's his fucking deal?
This guy is a bad guy here. And then this is a fun one here. January 2023, Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian crazy leader guy, promises hookers. That's what the headline is.
Promises.
The article goes on to say, promises sex workers for football players after beating Juventus?
Juventus.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
It's an Italian soccer team.
Don't know shit about him. Yep. The Monza owner, Silvio Berlusconi, has pledged to fulfill his promise of sex workers to his players after they secured a stunning 2-0 victory.
I will get you mucho pussy for beating Juventus.
Oh, my God. Mucho vasinismo.
I might get you 4 or 5 girls.
That's what he said. Maybe that's who was at the club that night offering me 4 or 5 girls. 4 or 5 girls. The Italian, they're competing in Series A. He promised them that he would send them a, quote, a bus full of sex workers if they beat the team. A bus full. A bus full. This is the first team to beat this team in their opening two top flight matches since 1930.
Wow. Speaking and Juventus is so good.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit, they haven't beat them in 70 years.
Historically, they're very
90
good.
90 years. Speaking at Monza's Christmas party, Berlusconi proclaimed, quote, we have found a coach who is good, friendly, and capable of stimulating our boys. I think a bus full of prostitutes will do that.
A bus full of gals.
I've also given the players extra motivation, and I've told them that if we beat Milan and this other team, one of the big clubs, I send them, quote, a bus full of sex workers to the locker room. He added that they said, would that still stand? And he said, over 100 people have already called me, and they asked me to fulfill my commitment. A video of his speech was shared on social media.
Yeah.
Fellow Italian politician referred to the remarks as the usual misogynistic language from Berlusconi. A joke in bad taste that leaves you speechless. I don't think it's a joke, though. That's the thing.
No, I think he's dead ass serious.
He previously defended himself for using a simple dressing room joke, which is locker room talk in English. Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
And he criticized his political opponents for their total lack of humor.
Huh.
He's actually doing it, though, which is weird. He's He was involved in this for a long time. He's a politician. He can afford a bus full of prostitutes. So here is one. February 17th, 2023. Eric Dwayne Johnson. Not The
not
Rock.
That one.
No,
yeah.
Different one. Former NFL player arrested as one of eight people allegedly involved in human trafficking.
God damn it.
Accused of trafficking four women and one girl.
Not paying.
No, they're forcing. One girl is underage.
What the fuck?
Say that these defendants made up a group known as the Lotto Gang. Now, Lotto is last one to take over. So, King of the Hill, basically.
Yeah.
The Lotto Gang. They face many charges. This is in an Atlanta suburb. They range from aggravated assault and kidnapping, violation of the Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act, trafficking persons for sexual servitude, and most severe, RICO, and conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act.
Oh, they're going to get jail for a long time.
Because all you need is a couple, and they have plenty of small things to do that. The grand, not small, big, but they're there. Grand jury indicted all eight persons and human trafficking and gang prosecution units of the Georgia Office of the Attorney General will prosecute the case. Each could face the ultimate penalty of life in prison if convicted.
Oh, boy.
They said that between October 21st and July 2022, they said 41 predicate and overt acts were committed. I think you need to prove, what, five for RICO, something like that?
Yeah.
Women were reportedly, maybe only Italians know that. I'm not sure. You mean everybody doesn't know how many predicate and overt acts of make up a RICO conviction? That's not normal across
not
other
common,
ethnicities
no.
to know? Okay. Well, that's now you guys know. All right.
It's not common knowledge, nor does anybody know the term that you're convicted for.
We're taught that at 7, 8 years old, I think. Literally. Women were reportedly kept against their will and forced into prostitution through violence.
Wow.
They said they discovered eight gang members after a month-long investigation on human trafficking, which investigators say sustained the members and helped them purchase weapons and more. They said, also known as the 30% Gang, the organization is a hybrid of well-known national street gangs, the Crips and Gangster Disciples.
Wow.
Eric Dwayne Johnson, Sean Aaron Curry, and Sean Patrick Harvey are believed to be the gang's leaders. Uh-huh. Man, Johnson, known as EJ within the gang, as a former NFL player that played for Nebraska. He played for three seasons with which team, you think, Jimmy?
The Raiders?
Absolutely. And one with the Falcons, which is why he's still there.
God damn it.
That is fucking amazing. So I guess we'll call it a day after that.
Oh,
that is
God,
the,
that's awful.
Oh, no, wait, there's one more. You want one more?
Oh, who we got?
One more. Valerie Nichushkin.
What'd she play?
Well, the Colorado Avalanche hockey player.
Oh, him.
Him. Valerie with an I. They said the Colorado Avalanche abruptly announced that forward Valerie Nichushkin would be leaving the team indefinitely after an incident in a Seattle hotel room. Satellite, I almost said. Yeah. During the Avalanche's first round playoff series loss
against
to Seattle.
Kraken. Yeah.
Yep. Initially, it was reported that this player here, Valerie, was involved with police officers after it was discovered that a heavily intoxicated woman was discovered with Nichushkin in his hotel room. While that in and of itself is not a crime, the details have been led to widespread speculation. Some reports say the woman was a prostitute. Others say she was a victim of human trafficking. There were further reports that the Avalanche's medical staff were pressed into action to revive the sedated woman. That's
not
part of their job.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, that's silver. It's not clear exactly what happened, other than the fact that Valerie has left the team and that things are messy. Then later on, they actually report that the Seattle Times reports that Avalanche employees called 911 to request assistance for the woman after they believe she overdosed on alcohol when something got mixed in a drink. Not alcohol.
What a fascinating way of saying this woman got drugged.
That's crazy. Wow. They said the caller is the Avs team physician, Dr. Bradley Changstorm, by the way.
Hey, Doc, I think I gave her too much. Come on up to my room.
Yikes. So they said, quote, we suspect, this is what the caller said on the phone, we suspect someone might have OD'd on alcohol potentially or something got mixed in a drink. We don't know yet. That's the team doctor.
Yep.
When asked by the dispatcher whether the woman was conscious and awake, the doctor said, quote, they're hanging in there at the moment. She is awake at the moment, but fading.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They told police, this doctor told police that multiple team employees went to Valerie's hotel room and found the woman in the room heavily intoxicated from an unidentified substance. He believed she was too intoxicated to have left the hotel in a rideshare or cab service, so the doctor called 911. At least he didn't try to fucking cover it up. That's good. The Chang storm, the doctor revealed that the woman struck him, but he wasn't planning on pressing charges. She was fucked up. She was just swinging while you were grabbing her.
She's trying not to get fucking raped.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't know where the hell she was. According to the police report, the woman told police she was from Russia, but born in Ukraine. She also stated that she, quote, should never have come to the United States and that some guy took her passport and that he was a bad person. Yeah, she's being trafficked. That's trafficking. Promised a job, took her passport, and said you can only get it back if you fuck all these guys.
Right.
And you're stuck here. The call was made at 3:20 p.m. as Avalanche players were preparing to board the team bus before game three of the series here. Okay, news reports said he was spirited out of the hotel by Avalanche team security members and flown out of Seattle that day.
Oh, good riddance.
Wow, are they silver, this fucking team. Jesus Christ. They said that he wasn't with the team because of personal reasons but wouldn't divulge anything else. They said the police records indicate team employees went to check on her when they found her in a room unconscious. Police records indicate the woman has no fixed address. She had arrived from either Ukraine or Russia and that an unidentified man took her passport and ID. No further update on her status. They said that it's unclear whether she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. She was taken to the Virginia Mason Medical Center, quote, for being a danger to others due to her assaultive behavior and gravely disabled for being so intoxicated to a point that she's unable to care for herself in public. She went wild. They put her in the fucking hospital's drunk tank, and that's what happened. So that's a terrible, sad story.
What the fuck? I hope they caught who took her passport.
Yeah, that's how they do it. So there you go. So that, everyone, is players who enjoy paying for sex and some of the bad things that can come from that. And prostitution, my opinion, if it is victimless, if it's a lady who's like, I'd like to fuck for money, I think that would be a good way to make a living. And it's a guy who's like, I'd like to fuck someone for money. Those people should hook up the same way someone would say, because there's a guy, I have a big yard and I don't have one of those big giant mowers. So there's a guy who cuts my yard. He doesn't say fucking, like, he doesn't want to do that.
No.
He does it for money. But if he's willing to do it for money, he's like, I'm willing to do that for money. I'm fine with that, and I'm willing to pay him for it. It doesn't fucking matter whether he jerks me off or not. What's the difference? But if someone's being forced to do that, that's terrible and fucking horrible.
It's very similar, because if you have to cut your own lawn, that's a nightmare sometimes. You don't want to jerk yourself off all the time. It's a nightmare
all the
sometimes.
Time.
Have somebody else do it from once in a while.
Come on. But make sure they really want to. That's
yeah,
the thing.
A service once a week. That'd be great.
Into it. So there you go, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this. More crazy shit on Patreon to come. Of
Can't
course,
wait.
We'll see you in 2 weeks and hopefully earlier on the regular show. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you so much.